Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, a lugubrious development from the Republic of Ireland, not unforeseen, unfortunately. So in 2018, we lost our stature as the moral tutors of Europe when the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution was repealed by referendum, and then the Oireachtas implemented that vote. If ever there was a time for politicians to stand up to demagoguery, that was it, you know? It was not a plebiscite. It was not legally binding in that sense, because otherwise, why would have a vote in the Oireachtas? But the right to life is surely sacrosanct. The one right which is the fundamental to all the others. There are no rights for the dead. If you do not have a right to life, you don't have any rights whatsoever. It was an attack on the most vulnerable members of our society. So unfortunately, the Oireachtas passed a death sentence on a generation of Irish children. And how many tens of thousands have been murdered since that date, have been ripped apart, have had their hearts injected with deadly poisons to cause cardiac arrest, have been murdered through hypoxia or other cruel and barbarous means, these acts of hatred. But the legislation at the time, as a sop to common humanity, said that if a mother wanted to kill her child, she had to pause for 72 hours before being allowed to go ahead with the fatal act. But even that's been got rid of. Now, Mary Lou MacDonald, the leader of Sinn Féin, she moved this monstrous piece of legislation. Now, not surprising, given her organization had murdered so many Irish children through gun and through bomb down the 20th century, that she should want to really amplify that genocide. An equal opportunities murderer. So murder is murder. It's not improved if it's the parents are murdering their own children. You know, yeah, my body, my choice. So these infants might say if they could speak. And as they can't, it behoves those of us who can speak to raise our voices on their behalf. And all based on the preposterous lie that children are not human when they're in utero, or that they're not alive when they're in utero, or that a degree of dependency means they're somehow not alive. Of course, babies are still attached to their mothers after they're born, because they're still in the umbilical cord for seconds or minutes. I don't see why not hours. They're still dependent on her body in as much as they need to be breastfed for at least a few months. All right, they could be breastfed by another woman, and so on. So there's a level of dependency for many years. Likewise, people towards the end of their lives are dependent. I mean, people in a permanent vegetative state are dependent. Those on a life support machine are dependent. Those with all sorts of things, you know, a colostomy bag or an oxygen tank, they're dependent. It doesn't mean that they're not alive or that they're somehow this abrogates their right to life. So the ill-named health brackets Regulation of Termination of Pregnancy Act 2018 was the Orwellianly named piece of legislation which legalized murder in the Irish Republic. Because, of course, it's nothing to do with health. Health would be maintaining a heartbeat and not ending a heartbeat forever. It'd be maintaining respiration, not ending someone's respiration forever. And there's, you know, yet more proof that these girls and boys are not part of their mother's bodies. They're separate human beings, because when you stop the child's respiration forever, that doesn't stop the mother's respiration. When you inflict cardiac arrest on the mother, that does, sorry, on the child, it doesn't inflict cardiac arrest on the mother. You know, it's a child's limbs are ripped off, not the mother's limbs. It's the child's skull that's crushed, not the mother's skull that's crushed. And I wouldn't want that either. So there's this preposterous lie which underpins the abortion industry, the claim that children are not children in utero. Okay, oh, that's just my opinion. Well, I mean, it's also a matter of scientific fact that, you know, life begins at conception. These children are unique individuals through their DNA, through their fingerprints, their footprints, their iris prints, really just about everything, even their faces. Obviously, after just a few weeks, you can see the contours of their faces. So they are separate to their mothers. They could have a different blood group. They are separate. There's absolutely no doubt about it. So the most preposterous linguistic moral gymnastics are used to try and pretend that murder is not murder, because humans aren't human and life isn't life. And so we go on. So this three-day period of reflection is enough time for a woman to ponder upon this deeply, because this woman is a mother. A woman with a child is a mother, including if that child is in utero. That's why pregnant women were sent to a mother's unit sometimes. Pregnancy is called maternity. That's another word for motherhood. A pregnant woman is said to be with child, I guess, because she has a child, her daughter or son, in her uterus, and so forth. Right? There's no question about that. All right. So these children were sometimes saved, because in that 3 days, a mother might reflect upon the enormity and the irrevocability of what she was about to render. Because if you kill a child, you can never, ever get that child back. And obviously, there's no guarantee she would conceive a child later on. And these mothers are sometimes in pitiable circumstances. The father might not be in the scene. Maybe she just only met him once. You know, the mother might be very poor. But, you know, Republic of Ireland, we've got to remember, one of the richest countries in the world. And there's very extensive welfare. And the mother might be very young. She might be below the age of consent. And obviously, people shouldn't have sex under the age of consent. And I obviously blame the fathers as much as I blame the mothers. Or what else? She might be mentally ill or something like that. But it's almost never a matter of health. You know, if it really is a risk to her life, I don't know of anyone who's opposed abortion, if that's it. But if there is a risk to the life by continuing the pregnancy, then an emergency cesarean or induced labor is almost always faster. So it's completely bogus to say that abortion is there to save the mother's life. Almost always, it's simply because the mother and sometimes the father are too selfish and too stingy to provide for their own child. They don't want to bring up their child. Nobody says they have to. They can give their child up for adoption. There are a lot of couples who want to adopt in Ireland or overseas, or be brought up by the state, being brought up in children's home. Not ideal. Not as bad as murder, is it? And if you disagree, are you going to shoot dead all the kids in the children's homes? I hope not. I don't think even the abortion industry is quite that brutal. But, you know, I wouldn't put anything past them. So this 3 days, if it even saved a single child's life, it's worth it. This woman, if she wants to murder her child, she still gets her way under the current legislation. And I don't think, you know, wait another 72 hours is such an imposition, right? So it's really not about health. That is obviously the biggest lie. She might be a bit worried about it. She might be stressed about it, but it's not going to kill her, which is what people are proposing to do to the child. The child, you know, as I say, to be dismembered, to be eviscerated, to be tortured to death. These children feel pain. And I've read some of this abortionist propaganda. And speaking to these mothers, will my fetus, okay, you can say fetus, embryo, still a human being, stage of a human's life, feel pain? And no, because the central nervous system isn't fully developed. The weasel words fully, oh, so it's mostly developed. They still will feel pain. I know the central nervous system is not there in the very early embryonic stages. So even they are tacitly admitting the child does feel pain, might be extreme agony, but they don't care about that. And yet more proof that the child is a different person to the mother, because the child could be in terrible agony and the mother may not feel pain at all, or indeed mother might be feeling pain and the child doesn't. You know how mothers can die and the baby can sometimes be saved if they can get the baby out in time. So, I mean, they're all completely specious. They're utterly bogus, these abortionist arguments. Who am I to say this? A human being, just like the victims, it could happen to me. They have this sexist, hypocritical, illogical argument by the abortionist industry, as those men are somehow not entitled to opine on this. Unless, of course, they're on the side of abortion. Unless they're men who murder their own children, who are so tight-fisted, who are so selfish, they'd rather murder their own kids because they don't want to pay for them. So it really is sickening how the abortion industry has taken over politics in the Republic of Ireland. You know, Micheál Martin is maybe the worst of the worst. You know, I blush to mention he was Lord Mayor of my hometown. And the thing is, we know he doesn't believe what he says. When it was electorally advantageous, he defended the right to life. But when it became beneficial to him to grub for votes, to appeal to mass murderers, then that's what he's done. Simon Harris, I suppose, has always been consistent. He's always been driven by this violent hatred for children. So it is really sickening and dispiriting. I mean, the crumbs for comfort, at least some people voted for this, because, you know, the thing about abortion is there's no going back. If you do that to your daughter's son, you can never, ever get that child back again. All right. That child is going to be thrown in the bin. It's going to be buried. It's going to be cremated. That baby is dead. OK, you only get one shot at life, and so on. Wow. I mean, I remember a friend who, well, was at least complicit in the murder of his daughter or son. He said, I took away someone's chance at life. You did. Well, not just life. Yes, I do remember England legalized it. And actually, we're not first in the world, but yes, that's terrible. As I was saying, this is one of the ways in which Ireland, Republic of Ireland, was superior to England and to most countries in the world, Northern Ireland likewise. So one of the few advantages arising from our separation of the United Kingdom is we safeguarded our children. Unfortunately, we outsourced our dirty work. Mothers went abroad to murder their children overseas, particularly in England, Wales, and Scotland. And we ought to have had extraterritoriality to for them committing crimes against Irish children overseas. Just like if somebody goes to another country to sexually abuse a child, to rape a child, he or she could be prosecuted at home. A Catholic, now abortion is an English thing. Right, sure. I mean, I've not mentioned religion. I don't care about Catholicism, Protestantism, Christianity at all. I care about human beings. I've never advanced that, you know, because if there is no soul, that makes it even worse. There is no heaven for this child to go to. It won't be sorted out. The only life this baby's ever going to have is taken away in the most brutal possible manner. And people won't face up to this. So it was an 80 seven 86 vote to 70 in Dáil Éireann. There are more parliamentary stages to go to, going on to the Seanad. That's almost always it. The logical endpoint, they want to legalize strangling. Well, exactly, it's going further. And there is an Australian philosopher, I can't remember his name, and say, well, why not go beyond birth a few days, 3 days beyond birth? There's no moral limit between a child in the uterus and outside. Now, on that, he is at least accurate. Yeah. And so there's no particular moral value in you know, being Homo sapiens sapien. It should be all right for the children to the parents to kill their child a few days after the child is born. And that's where we're heading. The limits are going up and up and up, and so forth. And you know, children are murdered, you know, just below 9 months gestational age. Some children are obviously in the womb slightly after 9 months gestation. You know, pregnancy, this is not an exact science, obstetrics. A baby could be there 9 months or 1 day, 9 months or 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. That's about the limit. So there could be a child who's born prematurely, say, you know, at 20 weeks gestational age, and the hospital throw everything they can at saving that child, and they occasionally succeed. But in the same hospital down the corridor, they'll be murdering a child who's maybe 41 weeks gestational age. So this is how utterly illogical, hypocritical, and sickening it is. It's barbaric. We've gone back to the dark ages of infanticide, and it's sheer selfishness. It's just greed. People who are so stingy they won't pay for their own children. You know, we're richer than we've ever been, and yet we can't afford kids. All right. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Do what you can to defend children.